Farming can be a challenging way to make a living, especially when you consider factors like the weather that are out of one's control. Now imagine farming with the methods of 400 years ago, and you'll find a very difficult yet rewarding way of tilling the land, and a very valuable lesson to share with those who stop by. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Nora Messier enjoys farming, but she perhaps has challenges few other farmers face.
What we try to do with our historical agriculture and rare breeds program here at Plymouth Plantation is literally bring to life the agricultural and horticultural, in some cases, surroundings of the year 1624.
Messier oversees the farming at Plymouth Plantation, the version of the settlement the Pilgrims founded about 400 years ago. The livestock you'll find here has been carefully selected and bred.
They are all rare or minor breed livestock and poultry. We've selected them not only because of their endangerment status, but also because they physically resemble animals of the time period. So it's a dual purpose.
The same goes for the crops and gardens. Nora has spent much time researching the staple crop of corn that was grown here.
Our cornfield, we are experimenting with backbreeding modern ornamental flint corn to the standards laid out in John Winthrop Jr.'s letter of 1665. He writes in great detail everything that I need to know, applying a little bit of modern scientific knowledge to get the plants and the ears and everything just the way he describes it.
It's all a part of an important story Nora wants visitors to understand when they come to Plymouth Plantation.
Key to Plymouth's success is not the fishing that they did, but they were a maritime community, and that was an essential part of their daily life and their survival, but they were also an agricultural community. And that, I think, is the part that kind of gets forgotten. We think of them as being here for their church, but in order to support their church's survival here, those who were members and those who were not, they had to eat.
Nora is passionate about sharing the story of agriculture, albeit with the methods that sustained the Pilgrims from four centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.